At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You need an ideal because you have nothing to aim at, but an ideal is a judge, and you always fall short of the ideal. So how the hell can you have the benefits of having an ideal without having the crushing blow that goes along with having the judge that always regards you as insufficient? So I was trying to work that out in the chapter, and this is something I've had to work out a lot as a clinical psychologist. It's like, well, let's say you need a goal, but we don't want to let your distance from the goal crush you. So you got to set up a goal, and then you got to break the goal down into parts so that you can move towards it, and you have a fairly high likelihood of doing it. So that's a bit of practical, I wouldn't say advice, it's because it's better than advice. It's some practical knowledge about how to go about achieving an aim. Set a high aim, but differentiate it down so you know what the next step is, and then make the next step difficult enough so you have to push yourself past where you are, but also provide yourself with a reasonable probability of success. It's also what you do with children, right? You want to push them because they need to grow up and be more than they are, right? But you don't want to crush them with constant failure. So what you do is aim high and make the goal difficult but proximal. So that's one way of looking at it. But then the next thing is, I've had clients, many clients in their 30s, who are trying to, this is more true with women, I would say. A lot of women who are very high achieving and who established their career goals at 30 and then want to differentiate out their life. They want to have a husband, they want to have a family, they're trying to figure out how to do that. And one of the things I've noticed that around 30, you really have to stop comparing yourself in some ways to other people. And the reason for that is that the particularities of your life are so idiosyncratic that there isn't anyone really all that much like you, you know, because the details of your life happen to matter. And so maybe you compare yourself to some rock star or something like that, and, you know, the person's rich and famous and glamorous and all that, but, you know, they're alcoholic and they use too much cocaine and they've had 3 divorces, and it's like, how the hell do you make sense out of that? Is that someone that you should judge yourself harshly against or not? The answer is you don't know, because you don't know all the details of their lives. And who do you know that you can compare yourself to? That's easy. You. Yesterday. So here's a good goal. It's something like, well, aim high. And I really mean that. It's like, and we'll talk about that a little bit too. Aim high, but use as your control yourself. It's like, so your goal is to make today some tiny increment better than yesterday. And you can use better, you can define better yourself. This doesn't have to be some imposition of external morality. You know where you're weak and insufficient, where you could improve. Think, okay, well, this is what I'm like yesterday. If I did this little thing, things would be just an increment better. And, well, that's a great thing, because you get the ball rolling, and incremental improvement is unstoppable. You can actually implement it, and it starts to generate Pareto distribution-like consequences. It starts to compound. And I've seen that happen in people's lives over.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
No, people write me all the time and tell me that they're doing that, but I've seen that happen in people's lives continually. They make a goal should be, how could I conceive of my life so that if I had that life, it would clearly be worth living, so I wouldn't have to be bitter, resentful, deceitful, arrogant, and vengeful? Like, that's sort of the bottom line, right? Because that's what endless failure does to you. It's not good. And that's what life without purpose and a goal does to you as well, because life is very hard. So you think, okay, well, I need to adopt a mode of being that would justify my suffering. And you can ask yourself that question. What would make this worthwhile? I quote Nietzsche, I think, in that chapter. He said, he who has a why can bear almost any how. That's a lovely line, man. I mean, it's a lovely line. And it's really worth thinking about. So you think, well, how do I manage all this misery and suffering and futility? It's like, well, I need to figure out what I would have to do in order to make that clearly worthwhile. And so then you have your goal, and then you think, well, I need to move towards that incrementally because I'm kind of useless and can only do so much and maybe not even that. But all I have to do is be a little bit better than my miserable self yesterday. And that'll propel you forward very rapidly. And you can succeed at it, which is also really lovely, because why not set yourself up for success? You know, because otherwise you droop around like a number 10 lobster. And, you know, that's just not good. You get all pinchy when that happens. And it's not a good thing.
Most people live a life without focus.
Wherever focus goes, energy flows.
You want to be totally focused. You can't take your eye off the ball.
Have you set your face? It's your time. You've been saying it's your time. It's your season. This is my year. You've been shouting and telling everybody, I'm going to receive everything that God has for me. Do you have the focus to receive it?
You envision something, you got clear about it, and then you start thinking about all the reasons why you wanted it. You got excited about it. So this is what's next for me now. I want this. You may have dreamed about it, thought about it, talked about it, but when you focus on something continuously, something magical happens. You get insights, don't you? You overhear a conversation and you hear something you wouldn't have heard if you didn't have that outcome or goal that you wanted so badly.
One of the first things I learned in my life, and every so often I have to recalibrate. I have to get things back into focus. As I add more into my life, then I have to refocus. Because what used to work is now out of focus. And I learned that as I take in more into my life, I have to bring order and structure. My response to pressure and stress is order and structure.
You want to make your dream come true, you got to stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you want to go.
It doesn't mean that you can't do it. You might be rejecting something that God wants to send in your life. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. It just means that you can't do it with the old order. You can't have a new blessing and an old order. Every so often that you get new blessings, new opportunities, new doors, new positions, new children, new life, new marriage, new house, new whatever it is, you have to refocus. Now you got more weight. Now you got more responsibility. Now you got more demands. You have to refocus.
Stuff gets better if we work at it and we stay focused on where we're going.
Are you organized for what you prayed for? You can't take on another job and still have your old habits. You have to structure or refocus for where you're going, not for where you've been. The reason you're stressed out and overloaded and at your wit's end is that you haven't reorganized your life.
And here's what happens when you get still. Stuff will start coming. So you've got to be willing to stay focused, to be creative, to be relentless, because things are going to happen to you when you're working on your dream.
Concentration. Focused concentration. You've got to identify your target. Let nothing stand in your way. You've got to keep your eye on the target until you've released the arrow. Let nothing capture your attention. Unless it's in the best interest of your ambition. Let not an obstacle come before you without getting around it, going over it, going under it, trying a different path until you get there.
Some people have no focus at all. I talk, you'd be surprised. I talk a lot when I'm on stage, I'm quiet when I'm at home. You can't just be rattling all the time.
It drives me crazy when people talk too much. It drives me crazy when they just go on and on and on and on. Because, see, I pay attention. And if you're not going anywhere with this, it drives me crazy. It's hard to follow somebody who doesn't have focus.
What is controlling your thoughts? What is enslaving you? Is it the television set? Feeding your mind images of what life should be? Is it drugs or alcohol numbing your brain and diminishing your desires? Or is it weakness, a lack of discipline that prevents you from accomplishing what you want to accomplish? And we get very caught up in instant gratification. We want the shortcut to the winner's podium. We want results now. Do it. Make it happen. Because that goal isn't going to achieve itself. It is all on you.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.